this is definitely true. Look up. Good morning, it's 8:11, time for our morning entertainment roundup with Dean Richards. Dean, anything new on the exact cause of death on Larry King? Because we heard he had COVID, he was in the hospital. I thought they released him from intensive care, and then we heard that he passed away. Do we know anything more?
No, they have not released an official cause of death. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks, pretty long time, being treated for COVID-19. And really, that's all that we know. We don't know if there were some complications or something else took place. I imagine that they'll be releasing that in a day or so. But even at 87 years old, you know, which is a nice age, it's still very sad. And everybody's got, you know, great memories of amazing interviews that Larry King conducted over the years, whether it was that crazy interview that he did with Marlon Brando, when Marlon Brando was never doing interviews that included a full lip-on-lip kiss with Larry King and Marlon Brando, or, you know, name the celebrity, name the sports figure, name the president, name the political figure. You know, this was back in the day when there was breaking news. The first thing that you did in the evening was watch Larry King, that he most certainly would have a newsmaker on or somebody involved in whatever the story was to flush it out. He really, in many ways, put CNN on the map. He was hired as, to do a primetime evening interview show. And, became its most popular figure on the network.
Yeah, it was appointment viewing. You wanted to see who his guest would be. I have to say, I'm a little ticked off. You know, CNN did all of their tributes all weekend, and why did they cut him? I mean, really, he didn't want to go, did he?
No, he did not. He begrudgingly, you know, he said in interviews afterwards that he retired, but he really didn't retire. They told him, you know, they wanted to move in a different direction. I guess it was because the 24-hour news channels were becoming, you know, more left or right, and more, you know, polarizing. They were becoming more confrontational, and that wasn't Larry. Larry, you know, that's one of the things that I admired most about him as an interviewer, and I'll bet you and a lot of other people also respected this, that he got right to the point of information and asked the questions that you were thinking and wondering. And I don't think I ever thought about what's Larry's political affiliation. Never even occurred to me, unlike, you know, the way that you do think now about almost every talk show host that's out there right now. He was right down the middle, and maybe that played into his early release, you know, from CNN, that he wasn't controversial enough. Hmm. You know, maybe they felt like they needed younger people, more pretty people, you know, the way television was.
Well, I've been on the receiving end of some of those "we're going in a different direction" speeches. It happens. And I think with Larry's enthusiasm and energy, and you knew how much he loved what he was doing, and he even said he looked forward to getting up every day. That's why, even though he was, how old was he, 87?
87.
87.
Yeah.
That's why even at that age, it really makes you sad. I know you had a couple of chances to hang out with him.
What
are we going to hear?
Last time he was here in Chicago was in 2014. He did one of these, you know, special nights at the Museum of Broadcast Communication, where, you know, he just talked about his life and his love for the Dodgers. Mostly it was his love for the Dodgers that night. But he came on the TV morning news that day, and we talked about his career and his interviews and, you know, lots of things like that. But one of the funny stories that he told was once when he was being interviewed, he was, you know, touring the country and going into different cities and being interviewed by, you know, the dopey morning shows. And this is what happened once when he was in Texas.
I'm on a tour and I'm on a show called Good Morning Dallas. Uh-huh. Right? Now, I don't have to tell you what the host and hostess look like.
Yeah. Right?
You don't need anything
right, right.
more.
Got
Good
it.
Morning
yeah.
Dallas.
Got
right?
it.
Guy saw the blonde head. The blonde head woman is going to interview me.
Yeah.
And she's got her questions are all prepared. She's not listening to the answers. And I noticed that while she is asking a question, if the camera's on me, she's touching up her hair. So the third question is, what makes a good talk show host? And I could tell she's not listening.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I don't know about others, but the key for me is being in the CIA. She shows no reaction. She says, and by being in the CIA, what happens is a lot of times I have guests on, and they supply me with certain words and things to ask, and then they answer, and we send signals. She spies, and she follows me up. How many children do you have?
It's great stuff. Great stuff when the hosts just are not paying one bit of attention to what you're saying.
Yeah. That's
not that we've ever done
cautionary
that,
tale for us, Dean.
That's right.
Dean, remember that USA Today column that Larry King wrote for so many years?
Oh, right, yeah.
And all those random thoughts?
Yeah, it was like Cups column. It was like a national Cups column.
Is it just me, or is oxygen a great thing to breathe? Yeah. He had some great lines.
When he was here at WGN, we wrote some random thoughts.
Oh, good.
For him. I'm amazed when people come to WGN Morning News and we ask them to do crazy things and they agree to it. It's just it never stops surprising me.
Well, it's different. They enjoy it.
Here, you know, and here's like one of the most respected interviewers in the world, and we give him this list of crazy things to say on camera, and this is what it was.
If the stock market falls, I'll be all right because I've got all my money tied up in Bigfoot research. I played golf with Tom Cruise the other day. We had a lot of fun, except when he got stuck inside the windmill for an hour. By the way, Tom said to me the other day, he hates all the people who name drop. I drove past the Chuck E. Cheese the other day and brought back some great memories of dating Raven Simone. Thanks to turkey basters, I could be a daddy again soon. If I had Jimmy Johnson's hair, I'd wear it in a bun like an old Quaker woman. I got two words to spice up your bedtime romance. Salad tongs. I received a special Tony last night in New York City. Tony Danza showed up at my motel room wearing nothing but a smile. Milk tastes better straight from the udder. If I could change, I'd change my name to Yasmin Bleeth. Yasmin Bleeth Live. Malt liquor tastes better out of a brown paper bag. Try it. I wash my food in a stream, just like a beaver. That's good stuff.
just crazy.
Did you write any of those, Dean?
No, I did not. I'm pretty sure that was all the work of producer Jeff Hoover.
from his fertile brain.
Yes.
Can I tell you my favorite Larry King story?
Yeah, because you guys interviewed him once or twice.
Yes,
or two,
we did.
Right?
And, and back in the 80s when he was doing the CNN show and the all-night radio show for Mutual, we were following him around for a profile for the West 57th magazine. And so we arrive at Mutual Radio in Washington, D.C. after the CNN show. And, you know, he went on at, what was it, 11 or midnight or yep. whatever it was. So we're there taping some stuff for a couple hours, really. And I asked the engineer in the control room, I say, how does Larry stay awake? He does the CNN show. He comes here. He does the all-night show. How does he stay awake? And the engineer says, he doesn't. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, watch Larry closely when he starts taking calls. Watch what he does. He actually sleeps for a little bit. And sure enough, every once in a while during a call, his eyes would be closed. And then, you know, as soon as the caller would stop talking, he'd wake up, thank you for your call, and go to the next caller.
Yeah,
yeah. It was unbelievable
yeah.
that he pulled that off.
That's amazing. I used to marvel in that because when his... when his all-night radio show was on the Mutual Broadcasting Network, that was owned by WCFL, where I was then. I was on right before Larry. Hmm. So I would finish up, I guess, at 11 o'clock and then pass it off to Larry. You know, interviewing Liza Minnelli or whoever,
sure,
whoever he had on, and it was fascinating. Every night was fascinating.
Yeah, if you're driving around the country during those hours, you're always tuning around trying to find Larry, and he was on so many yep. stations back in the day.
Yep.
We have some Super Bowl entertainment news, don't we?
Yeah, we not only know who will actually be playing in the game, but now who will be playing music during the game as well. Miley Cyrus made an announcement yesterday that she's going to be doing the pre-Super Bowl music show that's going to be called the TikTok Tailgate. That's going to be at 1:30 in the afternoon on Super Bowl Sunday, which is February 7th now. And we already know that R&B singer Jasmine Sullivan and country singer Eric Church will do the national anthem. The singer known as Her will sing America the Beautiful. And, of course, Weekend will do the big halftime show. And they will have an audience, by the way, in the stadium. Mm-hmm. 7,500 healthcare workers who have been vaccinated have been invited to come and watch the game.
And then there will also be another 7,000 or 8,000, right, Dave?
14,000, I believe.
14,000 in addition 14,000 to the healthcare
plus the
workers.
7,500.
Yeah.
What would it normally be, Dave? What would the Super Bowl crowd be? Like 70,000, something like that?
Oh, yeah. I believe that Raymond James Stadium is going to be about a third full.
75,000 capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad news for Barney Miller fans this morning, right, Dave?
Yeah, if you remember the Barney Miller show, that was such an incredible ensemble that was part of that cast. And you may remember Detective Chano on that show, who also was the neighbor on Sanford and Son, Julio Fuentes, the Puerto Rican neighbor that Fred Sanford didn't like, played by actor Gregory Sierra. He died after a battle with cancer. He'd been in so many shows since Barney Miller and Sanford and Son and TV movies through the years. He was 83 years old.
And what can you tell us about The Rock? What's he doing?
Yeah, The Rock is in Hawaii right now. You know, tough job, especially with us looking at 4 to 8 inches of snow coming tomorrow. He was posting, pictures on Kauai, where he lives. But he was he had posted a couple of pictures of daddy duties. He's got a 2.5-year-old daughter, cute as a button, named Tiana Gia. And there's a couple of pictures of the gigantic Dwayne The Rock Johnson combing the tangles out of Tiana Gia's hair.
Oh, cute.
Just sitting there, she's sitting there, I don't know, playing with a doll or something, and he's struggling with a brush. I thought, wow, he's taking on some foes, both in the ring and on the screen, but this may be his hardest job. And then in addition to the pictures, he wrote, "I may be bald, but I know a thing or two about hair, mainly because I wish I had it." So I can completely, I don't know anything about hair, but I can certainly relate to, wishing I had it.
And he's a likable guy. And I saved 30 seconds for you to say happy anniversary to Jennifer Lopez, Dean.
Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of her album, J-Lo, a landmark album for her, really kind of put her on the map that from which we got many songs, including Your Love Don't Cost a Thing, which is a classic. She posted a video on Instagram recreating part of that song, walking on a beach somewhere, I presume in Miami. She's walking on the beach, and as she's walking on the beach, she's taking off her jewelry and throwing it, and taking off a sweater and throwing it, and taking off pieces of clothing and throwing it. And then she turns around and is beginning to take her top off, and then the video ends. So...
Okay. And you were very, very mad at that point, weren't you?
Yeah, that's not fair. You make me look at this whole video. I don't care that you're throwing your diamond bracelets all over the beach.
We have a very special closing piece of production for your entertainment report today, Dean. You want to hear it?
I do.
Okay, here it is.
This is WGN Chicago.
Hey, doesn't get any better than that,
classic.
Does it? Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.